All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. We do appreciate you joining us on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's ESPN 97.5, and now the sports mappers are jumping in on 94.1 FM. Get off my lawn, but get in on your radio as we take you for the final 60 minutes and take you up to 4. The Blitz takes you home till 7. You got the simulcast the rest of the way, so good for you.
Speaking of lawns, mine's dying.
We don't care.
No, we don't.
Let it die.
Is your grass turning brown?
The backyard is.
Water it in the morning.
I do, but obviously I'm not watering enough. I need to get out and check all my sprinklers, make sure that my coverage is still good. Could be an issue.
Okay.
I have 12 zones.
On the farm? I would think you'd be more like 144.
No, zones. I think I have 12 zones. It's a lot. Sucks. A couple of texts for you.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of haunted places, you brought up that hotel in Oklahoma City. I just moved to a haunted apartment. I want to move, but we'll have to break my lease. Have you ever experienced a haunting? Yeah. My ex-wife haunts me every... No, I'm just... Watch out now. Yeah, I mean, I've felt like there's the house we lived in Imperial Oaks was haunted. And I think we've talked about this on the show
before. Because I've talked about it a few times, our townhouse in Midtown.
So, yeah.
Things.
Yeah. Love the show. Oh, he's not here. He's going to miss out on his one good text. Love the show. You the best, Nick. Stay chill. Well, I'm deleting it. I'm not reading it twice. You're not going to get that out of me again. Oh. What kind of beer do y'all want for my housewarming party? I didn't know we were going to a housewarming party.
We're going to a housewarming party?
Like, just like a guy media thing?
I was unaware of that as well.
I am not going to anyone's housewarming party. Nope.
You don't even want to like further inquire? He might be providing free beer.
I'm good. I will warm up my house. Somebody said their credentials are not being given out because radio show host quality is at an all-time low.
Eat it.
That's from OU Mike.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's like, whatever.
You didn't react like you would have if that was legitimate.
Did Nick just say he talked to Lanny Fritz? What does she look like in person?
I've done shows.
I'm not gonna talk. I mean, she's a very attractive woman, and that's it. We'll just leave it at that.
She's good at what she does.
Yeah.
Does the Houston Chronicle get press passes? The local paper get them for sure, right?
Oh, no question about
it. I'm sure Jerome will get a press pass.
I'm pretty sure
Jerome. Although they hate Jerome.
Yeah, because he writes what he wants. And he'll get some hate.
He doesn't kiss their ass. So I bet he gets denied.
I don't think he does.
I disagree.
The paper. So the paper,
we
the
should
flagship,
text Jerome and
TV. I'll do it right now.
Because, by the way, Barry Warner texted me back and he said he didn't apply. But I think if he applies, he gets one.
I don't think Jerome gets denied. No way.
Here's the thing, though. This is the new era we are dealing with sports teams. Sports teams want to always be in control. And therefore, they manipulate. We've talked about this in the past with how they get people to either bury stories with promises of we'll give you an exclusive later if you bury this, and you get the people, the writers, and the on-air talent that are buying into that now. But it's the same way with press credentials, and the listeners aren't far off. If you've been anti or you've taken a negative stance towards the franchise, they know, they keep track, and they're not afraid to do these kind of things with credentials as a small little way of kind of stabbing you back.
Mike in the Woodlands said, all y'all shows diss the Texans every day once football starts. Can you really blame them? LOL. By the way, not complaining here. Yeah, you know what it's called, Mike? And I get you're not complaining, totally.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called objectivity.
And honesty.
It's called honesty. It's called calling it like you see it. And if you don't like that, I'm sorry.
It doesn't constitute dissing, though.
Turn your dial to 610.
No, I'm talking if the Texans don't like that.
Oh, yeah. And if you're a fan and you don't like it, you know exactly where to go to get your grapes fluffed on a second-by-second basis and tell you that even if it's a thunderstorm with lightning and 10 inches of rain, the sun's shining on 610 because the Texans are great.
Speaking of, somebody said we might get rain tomorrow. Everyone's grass looks bad right now. I told you guys, people care about lawns. You guys don't want to discuss this.
I care about my lawn because my wife gives me a hard time if I don't.
But you guys poo-poo on talking.
Yeah, but you do whatever you can, Joel, to talk about it and pay as little attention possible to your lawn because you just don't care.
Right.
Because you're normal.
Right.
Barry's not. Barry's not normal. All he wants to talk about
because
is
I care
shrubs
about my lawn
and grass. And who cares? Nobody cares.
There's a chinch bug that's been bothering me for weeks. I've got to find the right repellent.
It could be chinch bug season, too. You got to be careful. Nick, you're so aggressive.
Why are you so aggressive? When it comes down to your lawn care talk, start a podcast. Why do you so aggressive? We did throw that out last time. Yeah, I'll be your sound engineer. We'll get it. We'll get it rolling.
God, no, I don't want you anywhere near me.
We'll get it rolling.
Me. I already have to put up with your ass 15 hours a week.
What happened to your last podcast?
Hey, this is TC. How y'all doing? This is Barry's Lawn Care.
I think my last podcast, I think I did like 7 episodes, and then I think the most anyone ever listened, I got like 15 listens.
I think I did about the same. I had like 10 episodes.
This sucked. But this was 5 years ago. I wasn't in radio yet. I wasn't in comedy. I think I just started comedy. I was like, this sucks. Like 15 listens? No.
Think about it.
There were some gems in there,
you
too.
You can set it all up, and you can get Trey to do your voiceover work. Hey, this is TC. How's your day going? Here's Barry talking about bushes.
See?
Lawns.
That'd be good.
Hoes.
Hoe talk.
Let's talk about hoes and how you trim your shrubs and how you plant a seed. Barry?
I have to read this. This is from Dylan. And he says, I just got word that my pawpaw's emergency triple bypass open heart surgery went great today. Just needed to shout him out. Good for your pawpaw, Dylan. We're happy. We're happy that his triple bypass worked.
No doubt.
So that's it.
Okay.
That's all there's more text, but I'm not reading on the fly because you always bust my balls. So. We can move on to other things for now.
Busting balls is like busting a boob.
What does that mean?
Ah, you ask a very pertinent question. Mia Khalifa is here to tell you.
I was like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, see how we led right into that, Nick?
She had a pucker that, not a pucker.
A pucker.
A puck that landed right in her tata.
She had a pucker.
A pucker in her tata.
So, you know, she said that she's a big sports fan and she likes the D.C.
Wait. I'm sorry. I don't mean that. What on earth were you thinking about?
A hockey puck.
But were you thinking about anything else that might rhyme with pucker?
No.
When you said
that's your
it?
Dirty mind. I don't think like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Not at
you're
all.
You're the sick human being on this program. I would never do anything like
you're
that.
You're the one that has to clear his browser history before he leaves the office.
I never clear my history. Okay. I'm the single one on the show.
There's your first mistake. Okay. I just had to figure out what was on your mind when you said pucker.
Pucker.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So she says she's a retired porn star. She's made it very clear. She's a huge sports fan.
She retired? I didn't know she retired.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's a social media personality.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were really about to say social worker.
You know how she interacts with Deshaun on social media because she's a social media type person now. I wonder if she got a credential. In the process, she's been a very big fan of Washington, D.C. sports. She likes John Wall. She was at a Washington Capitals hockey playoff game when the 6-ounce puck smashed into her chest and thus has deflated and damaged the internal workings of the boob.
What? The internal workings?
Because she has fake boobs.
Just popped the silicone.
So I think it popped the implant.
Wow.
So a little deflation has her worried about having to get that thing taken care
of. Look, if you're going to get that type of surgery anyway, I think there's like a 25% chance you're going to have a second, like a follow-up. Because, like, they get worn out and warped.
They got mileage?
You got to tune them up and stuff.
Yeah. If they get squeezed too much or what?
At least they weren't on display. 10 years.
Oh.
At the game.
That reminds me of, I was talking to somebody, I forget who it was, but somebody had their teeth done. Like, they had the ones, the
The veneers?
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, like the implants.
Okay.
So like what they do is they file all your teeth down to a point, and then they cap them all with teeth that, you know, are straight and perfect and all that. But they were telling me it's kind of like shingles. Like after about 15 years, you got to get all of them taken off and redone. I don't know if I want to go through that stuff.
I believe the same is true with breast implants.
Yep, it is.
You have to get a tune-up after about 10 years.
They get, what do they like?
I don't know if the silicone or whatever, because there's more than just silicone.
Well, saline now. I don't think
it's saline. Yeah, silicone and saline. Those are the two most common ways. Because if
they don't still do silicone, do they?
They might be veering away from it because if it does get busted. Because like
there was
leaks,
that big Dow chemical, big Dow breast implant lawsuit that was done by
Houston
a lawyer.
Doctor.
Yeah, a Houston lawyer.
Well, also, because the guy that started all
by the way, last name? Laminac. Related? Yes.
Jim Foley.
Shared the money? Nope.
Jim, that's the one Jim Foley asked if you were related to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, because the guy that created the breast implant was a doctor from Houston, right? Because they did a movie on it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I believe that's the case.
Mm.
So, yeah, so only fitting that the lawyer that's doing the lawsuit would be from Houston as well.
Keeping it all in the family.
There you go. So there you have it. But Mia Khalifa has a little bit of a flat tire on one of the Tatas.
That sucks.
Needs a little tune-up.
Well.
Pit stop.
Richard said he loved the show because we tell the truth about how bad the Texans really are.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah.
Be a Richard. If you're the Texans, don't be a... Never mind. So we're going to continue to roll on. OU Mike on hold. That can only mean the backlash will be coming, good, bad, and indifferent, after that call. He wants to talk about housewarming. That ought to be interesting. Our house, ready for your house, so come on in. Sportsman 94.1, ESPN 97.5, back with more. It's the usual suspect.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, usual suspects, final hour, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday. News of the day, in case you missed it, Sam Darnold has finally signed his rookie deal and will be reporting to, and has reported to, the Jets. So that deal is done. Raekwon Smith still unsigned for the Chicago Bears, and in part due to the new helmet and hit enforcement rules being in place for defenders in the NFL. They have a clause in the contract the Bears that states that even his guaranteed money is at risk if he is fined for such hits and penalized based on the new rules. His agent ain't having it. They don't like it, and that in part is what's holding up the process for him. That's going to be an interesting topic.
For who?
For Raekwon Smith. Oh, yeah. Smith, the Georgia linebacker taken by the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be an issue. And on that, Barry, I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Eagles, you know, every year when there's new rules in any sport, the officials and a committee come and make presentations to the teams to kind of explain and walk them through the new rules and everything like that. They did that with this new using the crown of your helmet and penalties and everything that's going to be enforced on the defensive side of the ball this year. They just weren't expecting that the Eagles and Malcolm Jenkins were going to come back and go, let me show you some video, and let me show you video, including video in the Super Bowl, of plays that we made and we're willing to make again, and we're wondering if you're going to penalize us or not. Because this wasn't penalized in the Super Bowl, and even with the new rules, it doesn't fit. And it stymied and stifled the NFL people to the point where they couldn't give a response.
Ooh.
And they were really hoping the Eagles would kind of sit on it. And, of course, the Eagles had locker room access where they all blasted the NFL going, if you're going to implement a rule like this,
be ready.
You better have a real firm grasp on every possibility.
Yeah.
So all these penalties, man, it's a split-second decision that they have to make. And I can see why that type of language in his contract would bother, honestly. You don't want to sit there and have your guaranteed money just chipped away because of
something like that, yeah.
Because there's going to be, it could happen more than once, you know what I mean, throughout the season.
Well, so. And it's even to the point of when you start talking about the guaranteed money and things like that. But no matter what it is, it goes back to what we said about just have a firm grasp on it. Because now the NFL has asked Jerry Jones to completely shut up about the anthem. But the fact of the matter is, they don't know what they're going to do now. And they're still trying to meet with the Players Association to get all those fine details and T's crossed, I's dotted. But yet, they thought it was easy to just come out to the media and go, hey, this is what we're doing. That's how it's going to go.
It's such a mess, dude. The NFL off the field,
man, you ain't kidding,
is a mess right now.
Starts with the dude on the top.
To the point where Fox 4 in Dallas-Fort Worth, they canceled Jerry Jones's interview because he said that. He said that.
I know the guy you're talking about.
His name is Mike Ducey.
He covered our team in college. He worked in Wisconsin. And he's been in Dallas for a long time. And instead of being like we were talking about, the media types that can be swayed to either not do a story or do it the team's way, he was like, no, it's the biggest topic out there right now as it relates to the
Cowboys.
But
at the same time, he wasn't that firm. He clearly regretted that decision, by the way. He said it on the air.
He was like,
I don't know if this was the right decision.
Again, because the team's going to
have backlash towards
him. I
appreciate Jerry Jones. Yes. He's been doing this every opening Sunday on training camp for 25 years. He was worried about the decision. He wasn't firm about it like that at all.
But that's why, because he knows there'll be backlash from the team.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but it's absolutely true. And he thought that was the biggest story to cover until after Jerry had spoken the first time. Dez Bryant went out and just started spraying bullets. I don't know if you guys caught it on Twitter this weekend, but it was amazing.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It's a bad look for him, but I did enjoy the tweet.
Yeah, I didn't catch it. I'm gonna have
so
to go
and
check
you
it
were
out
in OKC, Barry, but I put it on the rundown.
Yep.
But the fact is, after Stephen Jones basically said to some comments to basically say that Dez might have been an issue and he's not here anymore, and that they were moving on and things like that, Dez got involved. He decided to speak up and he said, here we go with that scapegoat crap again. I won't use the actual word. I charged everything to the game and went the other way. Y'all know what the real problem is. Don't put it on me with that BS garbage ass play calling. Everybody lined up in the same spot for 17 weeks and that he was just getting started. Because after that, when Stephen Jones said what he said, everybody, he came out and he said, Steve is not clueless. Jerry was the only one who was clueless, but he uses another cuss word and says, was a plan to get me out. Ask Travis, meaning Travis Frederick, the offensive lineman, and my brother, Sean Lee.
Ooh.
So, and at least they both spoke about it, both Lee and Frederick, but Frederick came out and basically said, did I say that he might be an issue? Yes. Did I say that we might be dealing with some stuff in the locker room because of him? Yes. Do they listen to us to say that whatever we say is what they're going to make a change? No, but he didn't shy away from it either.
Well, good for him. Stand your ground. I mean, if you said it, you said it. Can't take it back.
Right. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any more. But the other thing that's interesting is the fact that Dez still doesn't have a job.
Yeah, I saw that list of top 20 available free agents. He doesn't, he stood out to me, but I tell you what, Eric Reed on that list is the one that really stands out to me more than anybody else that's still a free agent. How is Eric Reed not in a camp with somebody as camp opens up? I think he will be eventually.
I think you know.
But, well, it's the collusion. I mean, he's got that pending collusion grievance against the Bengals. But there's a lot of teams that don't like what he did when it comes to the anthem. But you know what? If you got rules in place, then you got nothing to worry about. You have a resolution for that. So bring in a guy that should be on a team. This is ridiculous.
I mean, he's not over the hill. He's an all-pro caliber safety.
Yep.
His time with the Niners, the only thing that people are trying to go back to is that he and Kaepernick were kneeling.
Doesn't matter.
But dude is so talented, he should have a job.
Yep.
If you disagree with the fact that a lot of people have said Kaepernick should have had a job, you want to talk about his skills, this is the example right now for the collusion.
A couple more news and notes, and Clarence, OU Mike, we're going to get to you, I promise. But I saw where Carson Wentz participated in contact drills for the first time. So that's good for the Eagles. Bad news for the Steelers. Juju Smith-Schuster was not able to finish practice on the 29th, undisclosed injury, but they said he was actually catching passes after practice, so you hope that that doesn't linger for him. Linebacker TJ Watt and free safety Sean Davis both left Steelers practice early Tomlin said he doesn't know the severity of either injury, so that's never a good thing. Usually, if you can get, like in the case of Juju Smith-Schuster, they show up afterwards, that's a better thing. A.J. McCarron, unwilling to take chances and has been holding the ball too long, according to Joe Buscaglia. And it might cost him the starting job. And he's saying Josh Allen is actually the best quarterback in Bills camp right now.
Where else have you heard that before? Someone holding the ball too long and not making the proper reads.
Pretty much every year since the Texans have been around.
Brock Osweiler for sure.
Yeah. And lastly, Oakland Raiders' Khalil Mack has not made any progress in his contract extension talks with the Raiders. There is no communication between the sides at this point.
And on the Steeler front, by the way, Antonio Brown has come out and said, hey, Dez, come play with us. Win a Super Bowl. We want you. So at least there are guys out there that are saying that they want to find a job for Dez.
Yep.
Well, there's some beef between – isn't there some beef between Khalil Mack and Gruden in terms of that Raider stuff?
That I have not heard.
Is there, I haven't heard that. Is there?
Yeah, I think there's like a – or something about the fact that they haven't communicated yet.
Oh, maybe he didn't reach out to him when he first got there. That could be.
Chucky's old school. You know how Gruden is.
Yep. So. He is an old school cat.
Right. Do you guys want to knock out these calls?
Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's see. OU Mike has been holding the longest. Clarence, we're going to get to you about the helmet rule, but OU Mike has been holding for a while, and he wants to talk housewarming. OU Mike, what's up?
I was in an area of bad reception, and you guys had me a little bit scared. All I could heard was there was only going to be one boob left. Somewhere Jerry's screaming, joke stealer. So we're having a housewarming party.
Okay.
Is that true?
No. Here at the station?
I just heard y'all was going to a housewarming party.
No, we've
been invited,
no,
I think.
Yeah, somebody wants us to come to their housewarming party, and I'm not going.
Oh, I see. You know, Lisa Lopez used to throw a hell of a housewarming party. Yeah, don't go chasing waterfalls unless your house has been set on fire by Lisa Lopez.
You mean left eye. That would be making it clear.
But it's, left eye. Yeah. Andre Rison.
Indeed. Bad moon.
She set his house on fire.
I believe she also.
Fun fact.
I believe she started it in the bathtub with all of his Air Jordans.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not going to make any jokes.
How do you build the courage to do that?
Crazy.
You don't have a clear vision of the entire situation, Nick. Just could've left eye.
That one.
Sorry.
Clarence wants to talk helmet rule before we go to break. Clarence, what's up?
What up, guys?
What's up, man?
Damn you, OU Mike. That was kind of funny. she did start it in the bathroom with his joint. She lit those bad boys on fire and arrested out with it.
That is not good.
Mm-mm. But more importantly, it's the helmet rule. From what I'm hearing, it's not just defensive, but it's offensive too. And how are you going to call that ticky-tack rule on, especially running back, who was taught since Kiwi League that when you're running through the hole and you're about to get tackled, you drop that shoulder, you hit someone with that hat, you put a hat on, so to speak. So how are they really going to call that? I mean, not leading with the crown, but laying a hat on them. Are they going to kind of work out the fine-tuning in preseason or what? That's what I'm wondering, guys. What do y'all think about it?
Yeah, man, it's a good point. It is on both sides of the ball.
It is.
And you're right. But now, I mean, the same argument can be made for defensive backs and linebackers that have been taught that, I mean, you know, this whole heads up, what's it called?
It's heads up.
Something
to the side.
But that whole movement that the NFL is now going through with Pee Wee and Pop Warner football, that's not with these old school cats. Maybe some of them, but, you know, not the older players in the NFL. So, yeah, you are going to have to relearn the game. And it's just...
I mean, that's tough.
Here's the thing. The players, in a way, and I don't want to say that they have themselves to blame necessarily, but the problem... This is a solution that the NFL is trying to put in place because the players and these former players have these lawsuits for CTE. Mm-hmm. So the NFL can't not do anything. That's the whole thing. They can't just be like, well, let's just go business as usual.
But at the same time, we just got done talking about some of the other ways they've screwed up rules and they can't even give you an explanation. Until you've got it lock, stock, and barrel all sealed up, don't enforce it and put it on the players until you've gotten all
figure
the
loop. Figure it out. Yeah, at least figure it out.
let all the loopholes and everything figured out. Right.
Yeah.
All right, we got a half hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects back with more. Sportsman 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Final half hour, Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. I guess in just doing some tidy house cleaning, there were some things in baseball that we missed that we can get to, too. But quickly,
yep.
Hall of Fame inductions, which were Jack Morris, Alan Trammell, Vlad Guerrero, Chipper Jones, Trevor Hoffman, and Jim Tomei.
Outside of Vlad Guerrero, it's a bleh.
Class. Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, guys are worthy and all that.
Sure.
Some of the speeches were good.
I give
Bruce Bochy a lot of credit, by the way. Traveled 6,000 miles from the West Coast to make sure he was there for his former player, Trevor Hoffman. And he said he wanted to hear Hell's Bells for him one more time. And then
6,000 miles?
Yeah.
I don't think that's accurate.
Well, the way from the West Coast to the East Coast for the ceremony and flew back.
No, is it 6,000 miles?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I just reading what I saw on the wire, but
all right, I'm gonna Google this. I'm gonna Google's. You give
full round trip. No, I don't think even round trip.
I don't think so. I could be wrong. Did they really list it as 6,000?
Yeah, I read it. I'm trying to find the article again.
All right, I'll just do like San Diego. We'll just assume he's in. San Francisco to Cooperstown. All right, you do the name game. I'll look this up.
Yeah, also, you guys know that we are playing the name game on a regular basis here on the station. Therefore, you always have a chance to win because, hey, if you've got a name, we can name one per day. And if you are the first to call when it's your name, you get the prize. Today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to the St. Bernard. Premier destination for all ski apparel, swim apparel, designer apparel. Stores located in Houston, Dallas, and Austin. Make St. Bernard the place you go before you go on vacation. We are not the show to do the giveaway today. However, here's a pro tip for you. If you're tuned in to Fred and AJ, as you should be from 4 to 7, particularly at 6:30 p.m., you may have a chance to play and win. Just saying. So listen up.
Go. Good
Pay
luck.
Attention. Okay.
Yeah, and you're not going to want to miss the blitz anyways because AJ is going to be going off about credentials for the Texans. 2,878 miles.
Yeah, that's pretty
drive.
Close.
So we're well
round trip 2,800 miles. 6,000.
That's he flew obviously, but yeah,
it's only 400 miles away from 6,000.
If you go there and back, right, round trip.
Yeah, you said 2,800.
So it's 56,
looking at me like
56
I'm crazy. 2,800 miles.
Yeah, but that 400 miles is a lot of miles.
But that's about 6,000 miles. I mean, when you're talking thousands.
Okay, I guess. I mean,
5,600 miles, 6,000 miles. I'm not going to get mad at that. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Nitpicky.
Rounding up. You could round down to 5,500 and be a little more accurate in the article. But whatever.
I'm going to try to find who you want to blast.
Yeah. All right. Couple things on the text line. Question for you, Barry. How often should I be watering my lawn and for how long?
Oh, boy. Oh my God.
You guys shut up. Also, is there a better or worse time of the day to water? That is from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. You know, I'm glad you asked, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman.
Well, maybe because the question was answered in the first hour.
No, nope, just the first part.
Indeed.
You should be watering in the morning. You don't want to water in the evening because the water sits all night and that's how your yard will get a fungus easier, especially come September and October. But your lawn normally should get an inch of water every week, so every 7 days. But, and it's fine to water like in the spring and stuff. Right now, as hot as it is and as dry it is, you should be watering every 3 days, and you should probably be giving the yard an inch of water every 3 days.
Thank you, Nick.
Wow. You know, it's not my fault, guys, that you guys can't handle the questions that come in.
Okay.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. That's Nick's actual snoring. As many times as he slept during the show, I think that was an actual recording of him.
My snoring is way more obnoxious than that.
Is it? And by the way, if you want to know how much an inch of water is, just put out a tuna can in the yard and go for 30 minutes, and that'll let you know how much an inch of water is. So you're welcome. Guys, I'm just doing the service for the people.
You're going for 30 minutes, and it smells like a tuna can.
No, that was none of that. Somebody texted in and said, good God, Nicholas is a pervert. I agree with that.
And why would anybody
and an say, what was that for?
And an a-hole, too. for the record, L.U. Dillon's pawpaw did not get open heart surgery today. It was another Dillon. He went ahead and just died this past November. Semper Fi Marine L.U. Dillon. So it wasn't the same Dillon. I was kind of slow playing it when I read the Dillon pawpaw open heart thing because I wanted Nick to make a joke and be just end up looking like a jerk.
That's
but
nice.
You didn't. You just sat there.
You know, he sets us up, Nick.
You didn't take the bait. I was so disappointed. I thought you were going to talk mean about him. I'd be like, his pawpaw is on the operating table.
I know, but I wasn't going to. I didn't want to go on. I'm going to save my rants for later in the week when I'm more bothered by you two.
Oh.
Yeah, Thursdays when I've really had it with you.
So you're going to go to lunch with us.
Yeah. Well, there's free food. There's a difference.
And I'll put up with you all evening long wings. Now. Remember that. It's Listener Appreciation Party Thursday. You're going to have a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I won't be drinking
there.
Or anything.
Mm-mm.
Professional.
Mm-hmm. Are we able to pull up the old Barry podcast? I would like to listen to these gems. No. Whew. I know.
You did call it a gem, or a couple of them.
There were some gems in there. Absolutely.
Out of the nine episodes that you had?
One of the episodes I opened with reading every racist word to describe a white person, and it took like 4 minutes. It was a lot.
Did you give any long
with
advice?
With any pauses?
No, straight through with banjos playing in the background.
Long advice on the podcast? Sweet.
No, this was before I had a yard that I cared about.
But
this
you think it's okay ago. To give long advice
I would totally, if
show.
I had a podcast now, I would totally talk about the yard. And plenty of people care about
on
it.
On the podcast. Absolutely.
Plenty of people care about it.
You sure about that?
Yep.
All right. I'm not.
I can just tell you people.
I'm not so sure about it, but okay. All right, we got one segment to go in the big show, so don't go anywhere. Before we do that, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. You know how Mattress Mack does it in this community. He's always trying to do things to better the community and the opportunities for people here in the Houston area, as well as help to get them back on their feet after they've gone through some tough times. He also does the same thing by caring about Houstonians with his furniture stores. He now has three locations to better serve you, and at all three of those locations, you will find the same deals, the same great customer service, the same great guarantees that he makes on all of his commercials. And he stands by everything that they say and do. It's solid wood American-made furniture from brands like Stickley, whether you get leathered or upholstered furniture. It's going to last a long time. If you buy today, you get it the same day within 3 to 4 hours. It's just the way they do business. Buy today, get it tonight. It's not just a marketing slogan. It's a way of life. From a customer service perspective, if you need help with the financing, they're going to set up a payment plan that better suits your ability to pay and pay on time when you have that money in your bank account, not just because the furniture store needs it. And they're going to suit your needs by being more conveniently located so that you can get to them. It used to be that they were just I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Well, not anymore. They also have Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland and the Galleria area on Post Oak right across the street from Dillard's. So in all three of those locations, same deals, like the same bedroom furniture deal that they did last year, where if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. They're doing it again. That means buy $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic. And if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all simply free of charge. How do you beat that? Roll the dice. You get great furniture anyway, and you got a chance to get it all for free at the end of the year. It's just a great way to take care of Houstonians. That's what Mac does, and what he says is exactly what they do, including his overall number one go-to saying, and that is, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Final segment of the big show. Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5. As we continue to roll on the simulcast, don't worry. We turn it over to the Blitz at 4. They take you home until 7. Same simulcast, same deal, same great station. So we've got that covered.
Word.
Yes.
A couple more texts before we get out of here. Hey, what's the best grass to grow in Houston?
Oh, God.
You're not going to close the show with this stuff, are you?
I mean, it's what the people want.
Is it, though?
Yeah,
there's is it a small cross section or is it what the people want?
Well, did I text it or did the people text it?
It's
Joel?
Quite possible.
Are
someone you
saying
know texted
that this
it.
Person's voice doesn't matter? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying we've covered it enough, and I believe Nick would agree.
Okay, well then, what was the answer to the question?
What's
the best grass to grow in Houston?
I can honestly tell you, I tuned out your question.
What's the best grass to grow in Houston? If we've covered it, what's the answer?
What's the one that you can only do by a sod?
Bermuda.
No. What's the one you can only do by sod?
St. Augustine.
St. Augustine.
Whatever.
That would be the answer, Barry.
Who gives a damn? Who cares?
You can grow either down here. I prefer St. Augustine because it's a little easier to maintain. Bermuda, you got to cut real low. And
therefore,
all
I got you the answer.
It's more drought tolerant, but.
Well, there's something you got to worry about. More drought tolerant.
Chris said, hey, in regards to your tip about watering the lawn, be sure that the tuna can is open and empty. It cost me $400 till I figured out that little nugget. Yeah, you don't just set a tuna can out and start watering. The whole point is that it's empty. You can also use cat food.
And we give our listeners so much credit for being on top of things. And then you get one of those and you just go, what?
Like, what are you doing with
like,
your
seriously?
Life?
Seriously? Come on, people.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, so I stumbled upon this. And it's shocking to me, first and foremost, that it happened in Arkansas. All right? Okay. A woman shot and killed her husband because he bought on-demand porn.
Nick better be lucky he ain't married.
Why does this always come back to me? Every single time there's a porn story.
You're the pervert.
Forget that texter in the 409.
That texter was you were nailed
every time there's a porn discussion,
it.
I have to be included. I'm not
pervert.
Even commenting on these porn stories anymore.
You're the pervert.
Radio
a woman
top.
In Arkansas was arrested Saturday after telling police she shot and killed her husband because he bought pornography. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said in a news release it received a call around 2:30 p.m. from a 69-year-old Patricia Hill who told dispatchers she just shot her 65-year-old husband, Frank. Mrs. Hill stated that she disagreed with her husband's decision to purchase video pornography via the television guide, which she canceled upon discovering that he purchased. But Mr. Hill managed to place a subsequent order. So Mrs. Hill stated she entered the shed in which he was viewing it.
What?
The shed. Got a .22 caliber pistol. Asked her husband to leave. He refused. She shot him twice. Once in the leg. The second one in the head. That did the trick. Immediately following the incident, Mrs. Hill stated she returned inside the house, returned the weapon to its place, and called 911 to report her shooting.
I didn't hear. Did it say what he ordered? What the name of the...
No, it did not say that. It did not go that far.
Do you think that this is a case where he ordered something like, and I'll just use this as an example, but this could go several different ways. Do you think that maybe he got like... black hose and heat, and she was like, absolutely not! You are not watching black porn. Or it could have been like two, like a black couple, and he got like white hose and heat. And she's like, nope, not happening. Or Asian hose and heat or something like. You think that could have been it? It could have just been what he purchased.
I think
and not
anything
the fact
at this
that he
point
did.
Is a possibility. Would she have been more upset if it was gay porn?
Ooh, now that, see, that could have been it too.
Or on Golden Blonde, and she's now of the salt and pepper variety.
Maybe he got like GILF porn, and she was like, "What? You got me. You don't need that."
Definitely sounds like a situation where, regardless of the porn, he was getting shot. He was getting shot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's be honest.
What were we saying with the search, the possible searches, the top 100 searches on Pornhub, and we had some of those? Was it GILF was the one that?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Not playing footsie?
Right. Yeah, that's wild. You got to be careful.
Man.
In the shed, no less.
And nope. Then I also found...
Got to get a different lock on that shed.
First of all, in the shed?
Second of all, you
he
bill
was trying to isolate himself.
But
from
the bill, bill still comes in the mail, so she's not gonna not know. Gotta be smarter about this, man. You gotta do it on the internet and with encrypted browsing, so that you don't keep the, like, go incognito.
Yeah, because
that,
did
Google
you see the
Chrome
picture of that dude? Because he knows a lot about encrypted browsing. Did you see that guy?
He
knows nothing about encrypted browsing.
Pretty sure he's
browsing.
Not getting out of the van when the Geek Squad pulls up in your driveway.
Barry's trying to give tips to this guy about encrypted browsing. There's no way in hell.
What does he look like, Nick? What's he
He'll
look
probably
like?
Take your lawn advice.
Describe to the
He ain't taking no IT advice. I'll tell you that right
describe
now.
Describe to the people what he looks like, Nick.
A guy that doesn't know how to use Google.
Encrypted browsing.
Like a 65-year-old Frank.
That's funny.
Pretty much. And then I also stumbled upon this. Colombian drug cartels have put out a $70,000 hit on a drug-sniffing German Shepherd.
Oh.
According to the story, the dog has helped authorities discover nearly 10 tons of the cartel's cocaine supplies and had them thwarted in terms of shipments. So now the dog has been located and identified and targeted with a $70,000 bounty on her head.
Damn.
Therefore, authorities have increased security and changed the areas in which she patrols.
That's wild. They'll spend money on anything.
I guess so. Plus, they got so much money flowing in that if you mess with the shipment, you pay the price.
Yeah. All right, let's get through some of these texts before I go. Hey, Barry, there's woodpeckers that keep getting into my pussy willows. Any gardening tips? That's all you, Mike.
I knew that. I was going to say, before you even said another word, oh, you, Mike.
I've always wanted a good lawn care podcast. Maybe Barry's could be Spread Your Seed with Barry Laminack.
Liars.
I think they just wanted to spread your
I think you're right. Yeah.
Reject their hate, Barry. Keep it up with the lawn questions. The people love it. Thank you. They're hating on your grass game. I know. A nice topsoil early in the spring is best. I would agree, Eric. You should always put out a compost top dressing in the spring. Might as well talk grass because we can't talk Texans.
Yeah, that's pretty good right there.
That's the end of the show.
Barry's lawn questions are the same as Nick's pity votes. Ooh, in your face.
Hey, I don't think they're pity votes when we've won, when I've won, what, four in a row? It's not my fault.
And Blake Adams said, let Barry talk lawn care. We want to hear it. The people have spoken. So both of you guys, what I'm basically saying is, can suck it.
When are you going out of town again?
Never. I'll be still on the air. In fact, I'm going to buy a lawn care book and start. I'm going to create a section in our rundown for lawn care.
Write an ebook.
No.
I got this great idea.
I don't need to
write
an
ebook.
I got this show. Let me write now. I'm going to add a lawn care section to our rundown.
I'll be real quick to be filling in lots of stuff
on
that bad boy.
It's
going
to be under the must mentions. Breaking news.
Yeah. All right, with that being said, breaking news is stay tuned to the Blitz. They're next. Jong is going to be here. Fred, AJ, they're all going to be here. President accounted for. Got a slight inkling and a feeling.
It's going to be feisty.
Texans may come up. Just may be something you want to tune into.
Oh, by the way, Jerome did confirm. He got a credential.
Who did?
Jerome.
Yeah, I knew it for sure.
Well, I thought maybe John McClain, but not Jerome because they hate Jerome, but he was like, nah.
Guys, you forget I had that shoulder operated on. I'm not going to be able to do some things for a while, so Jerome's going to be there, and I might help him. Help me out.
That's probably true.
All right, Blitz is next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks, y'all, for being a part of the Usual Suspects, and have a great evening.
This is ESPN 97.5.